had our Easter services outside the church premises, either in rented halls or rented churches, or even worse still for some other people, they had their services out in the open because their churches were locked and police were there determined to make sure that whoever comes, they would brutally deal with them.
We also understand that there is an issue of intimidation that is coming up where parishioners are alleging that members of the Kunonga faction or the police are coming to follow them wherever they are going. Is this true?
It is true, Sandra. There's a lot of intimidation. There's a lot of interference in the private life of ordinary citizens by the police who are coming to interfere with our daily work as ordinary parishioners in our parishes. I know in some of our parishes we had members of the police force who came to report as if they were coming to worship, but they were coming to spy.
We also understand that the three core ministers of National Healing tried to talk to Mr. Kunonga. Can you tell us what became of those meetings last week?
Yes, there was an attempt by the three core ministers of National Healing and Reconciliation to find out an amicable way between us and Mr. Kunonga, but their efforts didn't yield much because Mr. Kunonga still insists that he is the rightful owner of the church properties because he was given ownership of the properties by Justice Lashwayo, which we all know that is not true.